This house was where Winnie was staying. It's a three-roomed house. Now, there was a very beautiful vegetable garden at the back, and here a very wonderful green grass with beautiful roses. I still remember well, there was a big white rose at the back and a red-white rose over there.
Let's go inside into the house. There's nothing more here now. No beautiful roses, no beautiful trees, no vegetables. So tell us of when you first met her, the first day you saw this big truck, they were offloading all this furniture. And I'm sure you didn't know who was coming here. You thought it was just somebody moving.
So everybody was choosers because Bradford is so small. You see, when the township is so small, it's just the life there is a family life. We know each and everyone.
So when did you become aware that it was Winnie Mandela?
You see, there's only one route coming when going to work. My way is just to pass through here. So being so curious, looking at this. So getting to school, most of the mothers, the parents are working out in town. They are the helpers of the white people in town. So they told their helpers, please be careful of a communist woman in town called Winnie Mandela. So the children would, now, they gossip now. She would go and fetch water. Now she is not allowed to meet any group. Right. She would just stand there on the fence, calling a child who's passing. Hi, baby. Nana. Hi, baby. The children would run away because they were told by their mothers not to get near that woman called communist.
Uh-huh. We're outside again. So when did you actually become friends, or did you ever become friends?
Yes, it's the day Tival, that is the local lawyer here. And she came and fetched me from school saying that Winnie is not well. And then I said, no, I'm afraid also to get in there because I might not be on a safe side. And then Tival said, no, you are safe now today. And then he showed me the publishing. And then I was able to come in. So to come and fetch Winnie and wash Winnie and prepare Winnie for the doctor out in Bloemfontein. So then we became close friends.
So what effect did she have on you personally?
It's to be sure of what you are doing.
She gave you confidence.
Confidence, and don't be afraid of anything. On the 16th, Bradford, we never observed the 16th, the youth day, yeah? 16th of June. No, we never observed it.
That was the anniversary of the Soweto uprisings.
Yes. Uh-huh. So Winnie and her daughter, they went to town to Foshini to go and buy.
This is a clothing shop, Foshini. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, Bradford, they were not allowed to fit whatever you are buying.
As a black person?
As a black person. Exactly, ma'am. As a black person, you are not supposed. So now, she just took the dress and get to the fitting room, like the ones, and then busy fitting. Yeah! They would stand up. What are you doing? They would say, Winnie, just look at them. They said, no, you're not. What? Nonsense. You look here. You boor. You look, just look at me. Then from there, Winnie would fit all the dresses that are in the shop, fitting them, taking them back, fitting them, taking them back.
And she's doing it deliberately to provoke them.
Now, they would phone through the police station. Some of the police were afraid of Winnie. They never stopped Winnie. Winnie is so strong, people. And she made us to be strong.
Okay. Are you going to the funeral?
No means I don't have money. Otherwise, I would like to be the part of the funeral. And one another thing, I'm having a letter which was written by Dada whilst Dada was in prison, saying, I am pleased to hear that you are the only one who gave my wife that support, that touch in Bradford.